Steve, nightmare start for you today. It's cost you, hasn't it, ultimately?
Well, it's a bit of what happens in both boxes. You know, I think Stuart Dallas would accept after whatever time of the goal was, seconds. He doesn't just get into the shape of the team, and it's cost us. I thought there on after he was outstanding in periods of the game. But it cost us because our inability to take chances. And we played well enough. I think we dominated for long, long spells today. I think if Burnley are winning games like today, they're destined and they're going to be in the Premier League. They're full of good players. We've got a top manager. And we wish them every success.
You really grew into the game, didn't you, after that initial shot? You must have been pleased with the way you played. You said you didn't create enough chances of the night. You've created them today, haven't you?
Yeah, we've created them. And normally, certainly with the two Chris Wood chances, you know, the ball in from Mustafa and the other one from Charlie, they're bread and butter to him. He'd normally put them in the net. And actually, when you look back, which I've just done, then the net is just three quarters empty. And you'd normally expect to put them in, but he'll come back on Tuesday. He'll lead our line on Tuesday. I thought his performance all round, other than that, was very good. He's getting fitter, of course. But it's not just about Chris. I think the whole team today, our midfield bossed the game. We bossed it with some real quality of passing and movement. And the only disappointing thing and the mystery to all of us is that we've lost the game.
What, have you said anything to Chris after? Because obviously there were two very good chances, weren't there?
Well, of course I mention it. But in the same token, no one needs to really... Chris Wood is such a good professional. Nobody will lose more hours sleep tonight than him. Because like all players, they'll go back and they'll analyse it and they'll look at it. And but he'll be back in tomorrow and he'll have the support that he had me on the coach here. He'll have it when we walk in tomorrow. You know, he's a terrific player. He's someone we love having around. He's a great pro. And normally you'd expect him to take them. But we'll live to fight another day on Tuesday.
You won't be Cook in that number 10 role. Do you feel that's his best position? Or?
Yeah, I thought he caused them enormous problems. Enormous problems. I think the two central midfielders, the players of Burnley, didn't know what he was after the game. And But he didn't just pop up centrally. He popped up left, he popped up right. We introduced substitutes who made a difference as well. I think we can be rightfully disappointed that Antonucci's on the pitch seconds and it's not a penalty. I've just looked at that. It's a clear penalty. And it would only be a penalty and a red card to Leeds, but I've often said Leeds don't get big decisions, so certainly in my time here. And so Burnley have got away with that today, and that's just an inability of an assistant referee and not the referee who was stuck behind players, because I thought Lee Mason, his first time I had Lee in probably 15 years, but I thought he gave an example of a referee coming from the Premier League and how to officiate in the Championship with real class and professionalism. And not the one or two big time Charlies that we've had in recent times.
You had a big decision to make today at the back, obviously Belushi given his errors. Was he going to play or not? When did you make the decision that you were going to go Bamber and Cooper?
I made that after chatting to Pepe this morning. You know, Pepe just didn't seem as if he was mentally right for the game, to start the game. And I knew that I had to have people mentally ready to and be prepared. So, you know, he's made a couple of errors, but we've made a couple of errors today with the goal and chances missed. So you'll come back into our thoughts for Tuesday. But I was really pleased with Saul Bamba coming today, and Saul Bamba and Liam Cooper done a great job on the boy Volks and Andre Gray, because they are top class for Championship, top class.
Cooper is outstanding, isn't he? Playing really well at the minute.
Yeah, Coops is with a little worry on a personal level. Something he's got in his life early in the week. But I had to ask him again this morning, was he ready to go out there and play? And he was mentally right on the button. So it was easy to pick him.
You've had some personal issues yourself this week, Steve. Was there any doubt you were going to be here today?
Or? No doubts at all. For those that doesn't understand that, then my brother lost his wife on Thursday late afternoon at 59 years old. And but I'll go to Birmingham and then I'll head to Glasgow. You know, in between times, I'll focus on now getting home and being ready for Birmingham and get the boys into Thorpe Arch. And then I'll be on a car late on Tuesday evening, but my thoughts and all my family wishes from down here go to my brother in Scotland.
Have you thought about taking any time away?
No, it's not about time off, obviously. I'll try and have a day in the week, maybe around a day off for the boys anyway that they normally have, around when the funeral takes place. But, you know, Kathleen Evans has been in my family for the best part of 45 years, 9 years from the minute I could remember. I got out with my brother, so I don't pretend to be overly close to her. But it's a big loss to her family, and especially to my mother and our eldest brother who we love dearly.
In terms of the football, it comes thick and fast, another game on Tuesday. You're going to freshen things up for that?
Yeah, we're freshening up. We're freshening up in system. We're freshening up in personnel. We've had some good performances off the bench today. I thought every one of those lads that came on made a contribution and probably reinforced how good the performance was because they even added to it. And with some other players on the bench that were screaming so for performances. So I said to the players at the end, if you played in the, you know, in 89 and a half minutes today, then you've got, you know, a big opportunity to stay at Leeds and be part of something maybe special that Burnley's doing. We need to add 4 or 5 quality players as a maximum, but we know where they are, we've identified them, and we'll allow that to happen in the summer. Meantime, we'll focus on the grass, we'll focus on being prepared for Birmingham. We'll analyse this evening and wake up tomorrow morning getting ready for another difficult game at St Andrews with a passionate crowd and a good manager and players.
Adeyemi back in today. What's his long-term future? Obviously, his loan's up at the end of the season.
Well, I think there's a lot of water to go under the bridge before the end of the season, Mark. The one thing we said, if people deploy an attitude to be in the team, and Tom has done that. You know, he's the one player from that central area that'll go and make the box and get us a goal. Nothing fell in his direction today, but you know, I was really pleased with Muffy and Big Tamani today. I thought they bossed the middle against, it has to be said, 2 exceptional midfield players. I've already said my words about Joey Barton. He wasn't the best player in the Championship today, but they're a great team. The unity to defend that goal in added time was from a coaching point of view, was admirable to see. And we wish them well. This is a good club here with good people, so we wish them well. We just need a season like that to reinvigorate and reinvent our great football club.